Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone happy with it?
Yeah, that'll do.
Hotter, the hotter, the hotter, the hotter bar.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We're six nice guys and we've all got a hobby. I like to play chess in a nice hotel lobby. Ben's into fighting and Ed's into hockey. Mark loves teeth,
true,
while Joe loves his fashion. And Will don't eat beef. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. Woof, woof, woof. It's the Horn Section Podcast. Yes. Hello, good day, and welcome to the Horn Section Podcast.
Hello.
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 At one point, we thought we wouldn't do any more podcasts because they're unwieldy and not enough people listen, and there are other things we could all be doing with our time. And what's the point? And then we thought we might as well. Pianist, please play us some What's on the Show Today music.
What's on the show today?
Well, Mark, you and Joe are going to sing that, yeah.
Oh, I thought we might be.
Yeah, you together, though. In instant harmony.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Without talking to each other or looking to each other. Instant harmonies.
Looking to each other.
What's the name of this section, Alex?
What's on the show today, music?
Mark, nice headbutt.
Laughed when Ed hit his headphones on the microphone.
That's the funniest bit of the podcast series so
far.
Visual.
What's on the podcast over? What's on the podcast over?
No, so the words are what's on the show today, music.
Oh, yeah.
What's on the show
today, music?
Okay. Go. Harmonies.
What's on the show today, music? What's on the show today, music?
Today we're going to play
today, music?
A little game
what's on the show today, music?
Called Quieter, please. Today, quieter, please. We're going to play a little game called Seven is the Enchanted Number. Today, we're going to sing about the number of eggs we should buy. Music? We're going to make up a tune about sausages. The pianist will do a musical movie quote that I really like, and we'll bang on about the tour, so hopefully you'll buy a ticket and come and see us do this sort of thing live. And one of us will take all our clothes off! Stop! Here's a joke, before all that, which I found on our WhatsApp group, and I'm not sure which of us wrote it. If it goes down well, I think it was me.
Then it'll go on Taskmaster.
Yes, please.
You should know who wrote it from looking at the WhatsApp.
You should know. If you took away my ability to say the letter T, you'd never hear the end of it.
Oh, like that.
That was my joke.
That was my joke.
That sounds like Alex wrote it to me. That.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Like, put it on Taskmaster.
All right, tense music, please, Will.
About tense.
Boo.
I think Ben did that one.
Okay. Okay, do you want to hear the good news or the bad news?
Bad news, please.
Well, the good news or the bad news is that we've had to postpone the potato episode.
Oh, no.
It's a long story, but let's just say we've been let down badly by Billy Piper. Maris Piper. Billy's aunt. Maris was meant to provide us with 3,000 potatoes, which is what we need to make the potato episode actually work. She could only give us 2,800 potatoes, so I said, that's not enough. That's Maris. Literally 200 potatoes short, Maris. And this is no way to run a business. Maris called me a dipshit, and I deleted her details from my phone. I'm making inquiries with the royal family, and particularly King Edward, and hopefully he'll get us a decent number of potatoes for next week's show. End the tense music. Who wants a quick feature? Who wants to hear a quick feature called Which Bits of Our Personalities Would Ed Take If He Could Chop Us Up and Extract the Relevant Bits of Our Personalities? Which bits?
This from the WhatsApp.
Which bits would Ed take?
Well.
Yeah.
This was a chat we had
in the pub.
Was it?
Yeah. Mark, can you just play some gentle guitar? And I'll sing the name of this feature, and then Ed, take it away.
Can you remember what I said?
No. Ooh, baby, which bits of our personalities would Ed take if he could chop us up and extract the relevant bits of our personalities? Which bits would Ed take? One at a time, please, Ed.
Who should I start with, Alex?
The drummer. Which bit of his personality would you take? Which bits of his personality would you take?
Well, his two things. His looks and his DIY skills.
And that's his personality!
I mean, it is, if you ever talk to him.
Okay. And then let's move on to the trumpeter. Which bits of his personality would you take?
I would take Joe's laid-back attitude. Easy one, isn't
just
it?
That, is it?
Super cool. And he's the coolest guy.
And what about the saxophonist? Which bits of his personality would you take if you had to chop him up and take a bit of his personality?
I'd take Mark's confidence.
You're going to be a super cool guy.
I know.
A confident, cool guy who's good at DIY. But what about me? What bit of my personality?
Just your work ethic, Alex.
Just my work ethic. And then finally...
And
just the work ethic. Industrious. And what about the bassist? What bit of his personality would you take?
I think I'd take Will's compassion and curiosity.
What do you mean?
And that is the end of that.
Oh, felt like I was in the gallery on whatever that programme was called.
Tony Hart?
Yeah.
In the gallery.
Usual Suspects.
Okay, guys, let's pause to talk. How are you all?
Good, thanks.
Yeah? Very good.
Yeah, great.
Ben, anything you'd like to say to Mark? Clear the air. No, Mark.
Not really.
Mark, what's your current exercise plan?
Oh, fucking good one, actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's just eating Snickers. I think it's. Do we should point
Snickers
out
for dinner? Which is pretty good.
Have you started the exercise plan?
Yeah. This day.
This day.
Yeah, today.
This very day.
Ryan, what does it involve?
Oh, it was really hard, actually. I had to do 20 minutes uphill walking, 20 minutes rowing.
At the top of the hill?
It was in a gym.
Back down.
And then tobogganing down the other side.
Okay, lovely. Will, how's Hastings?
Fine.
Yeah? Everyone else cool, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone had any more kids or kebabs recently?
No, part of the diet.
Yeah, I haven't had a kid or kebab for ages.
Oh, I had a kebab actually, in broad stairs.
In broad daylight.
And people were staring.
Broad stairs?
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it, broad stairs?
Oh, really nice, and very good kebabs.
You went there, got a kebab.
Is it famous for kebabs?
Yeah.
Kebabs.
There's a huge Turkish community.
Okay. Wicked.
I didn't know that about Bronstead.
Let's play today's game. It's called Seven is the Enchanted Number, actually. And that's because I've taken the lyrics to seven different songs and I'm going to read them out.
Excellent stuff.
And you've got to guess the song, but I've cast a magic spell over the seven songs, so you're only going to hear some of the lyrics. You guys are going to play music, which won't help. I'll sing the lyrics over and over, and that won't help. So first song, some sprightly marching music, please. I'm going to sing every other word.
Hold on. So
shout your name when you know the song.
One more time.
Shout your name when you know what song it is.
Does everyone have to play an instrument?
Everyone in the whole world
should do. Shouldn't
it's not practical,
school.
Is it?
Be good for them, wouldn't it?
No, it doesn't really matter. Good just some memory. Sprightly marching music, please. As I sing every other word. Shout your name when you know the song.
It should be trumpet.
Yeah, we need a bit of
and sax.
Bom, 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 bom. Oh, I love this.
Yeah, great idea, Will.
Here we go. Song number one of seven. One, two, three. It's 7 days you're away. Go every and all since took love. Since been I do see I eat dinner. A restaurant.
Ed.
Nothing. Yes, Ed.
It's nothing compares to you.
It is. Oh, he's got it. Oh. Eat dinner. A restaurant. Nothing, said Canaway Blues. Nothing, nothing to it's so without here. Okay, 1 point. Please remember your points. I need some trance music now, please. Come on.
That's Ed Hurry up. Written all over it and bass drum.
This is another every other word one, and then we'll change. Is this the music?
Yeah. Some synth strings on it.
I need some synth strings on it, please.
Got a good beat.
Okay, here we go. Remember!
Strings.
Tank top port! You, you're on. You, me, your motor. And me, the you, me, hitch knees. And my apart took instamatic. And my around heart. Your eyed anything, you. Your eye, you'll me, you, my were. You, away shirt. You, an on and chest. Me, it, you, I. Cheap, me, 20. You, to me, a, on table. Every, because, gorgeous. Two, four, because.
Baby, you're gorgeous.
It is, because gorgeous. Two, four, because gorgeous. No, get, no.
It's a good game, this one.
Yeah. They don't make a lot of sense, do they?
No.
Weirdly.
And also shirt, lots of shirt.
Tank top.
Tank top and shirt.
Tank top was right in there at the beginning.
Is tank top one word?
Of course it is. How many words do you think it is?
Two.
No, it's one.
Okay, good to know.
It is good to know.
So curious, isn't he?
Isn't he, yeah. What was the song?
Passionate. That was You're Gorgeous.
You're gorgeous. Right. I'd do anything for you.
Five more songs. Five more songs. Yes, five more songs. So it's 1 point to Mark, one to Ed. Please remember your own points. Well, this time...
1 point.
Bit of folky music, please. I know. Sorry. You can do it on guitar if that's quicker. Yep. Bit of folky music. I'm going to sing a song.
High standards.
I'm going to sing a song backwards.
Do you mean...
Start at the end of the song... And get to the beginning.
Are the words backwards?
The words are forwards, but the... As in, the letters are forwards. Is that what you mean? What song is this? Innocent that not, I'm above from scent, I'm that. Loving, I'm think you, oops. Baby, baby, oh. Game the in, lost, got heart, you're with played I. Again it did, I, oops.
Oh, I know, Britney Spears.
Yes?
Oops, I did it again.
It is! Oops, I did it again by Britney Spears. When we're all enjoying the game.
That was great.
It's a good game.
Mark won the last game and he's winning this game. Come on, guys.
Someone's got to stop him.
Another back.
You know what it is she did?
What?
Sorry?
You know what it is that she did again?
Yeah, yeah.
Tripped over.
It was tripped over, yeah.
No.
Oh, what is it?
She got a baked potato and she scooped out all the potato bit. And then put some cheese and yogurt in the bottom, and then put the scooped potato back in it and just ate it like that.
What? Hot yogurt.
That's the same thing that meatloaf wouldn't do for love.
Wow. Okay, fourth song now. It's another backwards one.
Another backwards song.
I need some urban music, bit of drums, a bit of bass, please. It's another backwards one. Will Mark is winning 2-1 against Ed. Please remember your own scores. Now baby, it shake well. Now baby,
Ed.
It shake. Yes, Ed.
It's Outcast.
It's not. Carry on. It shake well. Mine, you're that no me let. And now close a little, a twist on. Come on. Fine,
oh,
so
no.
Twist, you know you. Yes.
Love Shack.
Nope.
Sounded like Love Shack.
Girl, little twist, you know you. Out on it,
Burke.
Work. Yes.
Twist and Shout.
It is Twist and Shout. Or Shout and Twist.
Or which is it?
Twist, Shout.
Or yes. Right, so Joe has now entered the game.
But this
three
is the
more
last
songs.
One, isn't it?
No, three
That's
more.
Brilliant.
This time I'm going to sing the first three letters of every word. And I'd like some hymnal music, please.
It is.
And this is a really, this is a good one.
Ooh.
Come on.
Not like the others.
Ben and Will, you haven't got a point yet.
First three letters of every word.
Yes, please try to remember your own points.
Okay.
Okay, I've got four, I think.
You've got two.
Well, you're getting us to remember.
You've got one and Joe's got one. Come on, hurry up.
Do you get more?
I've got four.
Do you get more points if you remember how many points you've got?
Hymnal.
Yeah.
Bit quicker. Yes. Here we go. What song is this? You show no, you show no the Cree Crow is not have any tods. As we star the tot crow out, we come to Mac you jum jum, the Mac dad make Mac you jum jum. Dad Mac you jum jum, Cree Crow Mac you jum jum. Don't try to calm us to our no bad
lit. Chris Cross, gonna make you jump.
It is! Oh. Gonna make you jump jump! Cree Crow Mac you jump jump. Right.
Good game.
Cree Crow.
Will is on 2 points. Are you? Please remember how many points you got. One. Okay.
One, two.
I got 14.
Please remember your own points.
I've just remembered I've got 14 points.
Right.
Rolled over
there, there are two more. I've run out of types of music, so whatever you want for this one.
Silence? Let's just do it in silence.
I can't sing in silence.
Oh, of course.
Banjo? Yeah. Trumpet? What about some kind of
futuristic?
Futuristic bugle.
Yeah, futuristic bugle.
I love futuristic bugle.
Fugle.
Have you noticed no one ever suggests their own instrument?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Joe, here we go. So it's another three-letter one. And then we have the final one. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I don't care if Mon Blue chew gret and wed too. So I don't care about you. It's Friday I'm in love. Mon, you can
it's the Cure, Friday I'm in love.
It is Friday in love by The Cure.
Good at this round.
Well, it's easier when you're not playing.
Hey, who's got two points? Three people on 2 points. It's between Will, Ed, and Mark. So Ben on zero.
Round, yeah.
Okay, this is the last round.
Before the semi-final. This break takes us to the semi-final.
Do you not have 3 points?
What? No.
Okay, this is it.
He does.
It's between Will and Mark. All right, it's another three-letter one. This is the final one. Yeah, good. Good music. Oh! Just have a lit patsy, her fra, I love it loss. I'm fee you through, but any men, all the pay will star. Just hold me close in your arm, ton. Don't be too hard on my MO. Cause I need him, my he is numb, has no fee. So we, I'm still he.
How deep is your love?
No. Just try and have a little pat, I rewind star over agar. I know you want be myself, the one that I can alwood dep. I'll try to be strippel me, I'm trying to move on. It's come but and me, cause I need him. My he is numb. has no fee. So why I'm Steehe, just try and have a lit pat. Ye, have a lit pat, ye. Call the scar run so dee.
Have a little party.
It's be hard, but I have to bell. Have a lit pat, have a lit pat. Whoa, cot, I just need him. My wee is not, has no fee. So we, I'm Steehe. Just dry and have a lit pat. Have a lit pat. My he is numb, has no fee. So why I'm Steehe, just try and have a lit pat.
Have a little.
Have no fear, I'm still here.
Have a little. Have a little faith.
Have a lit pat.
Have a little pat.
Have a little pat. Pate? Is it pate?
My he is numb, has no fee, so why I'm Steehe, just try and have a lit pat.
My head is numb.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Pass.
Okay, great game, everyone. The winner was, joint winners this week, Will and Mark.
Have a little pat.
And Ed, wasn't Ed on too? No.
It is Take That.
Oh,
something from Joe.
Joe Walker, the sound man, has got the band.
This was a bonus question, wasn't it?
Have a lit pat.
Have a little patience, yeah, of course.
It's patience by Take That.
You're in Take That, Mark, aren't you? You should have got that.
Well done, Joe Walker. You win a green T-shirt.
Yeah, excellent.
Woo! And I'm going to present you with the T-shirt now, and you have to take all your clothes off and put so that you can put it on.
So as we always do, isn't it?
So as he does that and does his squats, let's all listen to a song that Willett wrote. Willett, tell us what inspired this song that is about eggs.
Set this. It takes place in a supermarket.
Oh, tell me more. Which one?
One in Hayes.
Super Saver.
Yeah.
Do you mean Super Drug?
Nope.
Super Saver. You mean Super Saver?
I mean Super Saver. Yeah. And it's a bit of a misunderstanding.
Oh. And let's hear it.
Yeah.
I am confused, I need to know how many eggs you should put in one basket when you're at the supermarket.
You must beware, you must not put them all in one. You have been warned, because once it's been smashed, it can't be reformed.
I am perplexed, how many baskets should I get at the supermarket, buying 2 dozen eggs?
You do the math, it's really not a complex sum. It should be one in one, so you need 2 dozen.
Oh golly gosh, Jesus and bloody heck, there are no baskets left. Oh, ruddy heck, there are no baskets left. I'm going to feel a fool when everyone sees me like such a big wally with 2 dozen shopping trolleys.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So jazzy.
Not very good.
Ooh.
I mean, I know the rest of you had your heads in your hands and kept shouting that you didn't like the song. And two of you were sick and one of you said you wouldn't look at Will ever again. But I thought it was quite nice.
Thank you.
A nice song.
I'll take that.
Still, let's make a different song up on the spot right now. I've been sent some lyrics by a man called Andy, who is also the producer of Taskmaster. So you'd think he should have a cracking sense
of
humor.
Producer of what?
Taskmaster or Channel 4.
Channel what?
4. Yeah. Plus 1.
What's that then?
5. Well, I'm going to sing the lyrics he sent me. He sent a message which was this: unhelpfully, on the train this morning, a song came into my head, and then I couldn't get it out of my head, and I don't know what to do with it other than give it to you. This is from Andy Cartwright on the 15th of November 2023. Upbeat sexy music, please.
Cool.
The chorus is the sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen. And we keep repeating that phrase.
Something like this. Yeah. G.
Here we go. Can I put my sausage inside your sausage? Cause that will make the sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen.
The sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen.
Yeah, this is good. There'll be lots of gossage about our sausage. It's the sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen.
The sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen.
It's a colossal sausage, a sausage hot sausage. The sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen.
The sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen. The sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen.
Oh, they thought it was impossible, but we showed them who's bossage with the sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen.
The sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen.
Yeah, we showed them who's bossage. We showed them who's bossage. The sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen.
The sausagiest sausage the world has ever seen.
Yeah, yes, yes, please.
Yeah, don't mind that.
It ends halfway through the song.
It's a banger.
It's a banger!
Woo!
Oh, Will, who's the best one in the band?
Ben.
Nope.
Ed.
Nope. Yes. No. Yes. Ed. It is Ed, yes.
Best what?
And now it's time for...
Best what?
Best one.
What, overall?
Yeah.
Overall winner, 2024. Mm. Please give it up.
Hey, Ed. Already. Well done, Ed. Oh. And now it's time for Ed's movie quote moment.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Talk us through it, Ed.
Well, this I wrote this. I was in a band when I was a teenager.
The horn section.
It was... wrote this song. This is the first song I wrote.
Are we having the theme tune?
Nah. Don't worry about the theme tune, Mr. Walker.
I do want to listen to it.
Yeah.
What, the theme tune again?
The theme tune.
Yeah. What do you mean again? It's a new episode.
For 3 weeks.
Oh, I wish I knew how movie quotes sound in a song.
Everyone, quiz!
Quiz!
Quiz! Quiz.
This quote is an intact speech from a classic movie.
Tell us about the band you were in when you were a teenager.
Oh, no, that's rubbish.
All right.
It's no wonder you're the best.
Yeah, I've edited.
Edited.
Yeah, now let's just get on with the song, shall we? So, this is...
Yeah, I like your attitude.
Thanks, Joe. Keep it snappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a quote. Yeah. It's
no
half,
delays.
It's half,
get straight into it.
Half
crack on with it,
half
Ed.
A speech. It's half of the speech.
So is it an intact classic, quote?
So far, mm-hmm. Until it stops.
Right.
What sort of band was it?
Well, it's... Well, it was the name of the band. It was a.
What kind of music did you play?
Acoustic, actually. It was the name of the band was Wireless Ed.
Wireless Ed.
Yeah.
Who else was in the band?
It was just me. Let's hear the track, Joe. See if you can guess what this is.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently. If you let it, you, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit.
Rocky? Rambo.
Keep moving forward.
Rocky Beach Radiohead.
Well, I think they might have got inspiration from the name of my band. That'll do, Joe. Fade that out.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that, Ed.
That's cool, isn't it?
Is it Rocky?
Nah. It's Rocky Balboa, the sixth and worst of the series.
What a waste of time. Now,
I did that when I had COVID 2 weeks ago.
Ah.
Well, in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Cool.
No.
Right in the middle of the pandemic.
My little pandemic at the beginning of 2020.
My little pandemic.
A little pandemic.
Hello, listeners of the Horn Section podcast. I have some news. On January the 24th, at Beyonce Garden tweeted or X'd the following message. Beyonce agrees to perform one song at your birthday party. What song would you choose? Crying emoji. Bobson Dugnut replied, Granddaddy by at Horn Section. Guys, it's happened. Beyonce singing Granddaddy, especially for you.
Taste the freshness, taste the greenness, taste the sweetness, really taste between us. Granddaddy checks the anus, so you can taste the penis. Granddaddy checks the anus, so you can taste the penis. Granddaddy tastes the anus, so you can taste the penis. Taste the freshness, taste the greenness, taste the sweetness, really taste the penis. What if dear old grandmama got real brains behind the farm, while granddad had grey laid the teeth for her off with B or C? Late at night she'd sneak around, she'd pick the best bees that she found, she'd have the sweetest bees of all. She'd play granddaddy for the fool, for the fool, for the fool. Grandmama had her bees, grandmama had her bees in her mouth. Grandmama had her bees, grandmama had her bees, it's grandmama had her bees, grandmama had her bees.
Right, well look, I know I've had a lot of fun today, because this morning I watched some videos on YouTube, and one of them, a family in America, did pranks on each other and they had a big house. So thank you for listening. If you've got any feedback, then maybe your speakers need replacing. The guys in the band are Mark, Joe, Keys, Ben and Willip, but the puppet master is Joe Walker. So let's have a moment of reflection for Joe.
Joe Walker.
Keep on doing what you're doing, Joe Walker. You are one in a million. In that there are about a million podcast producers and you are one of them. If you want to see us in real life, including Joe Walker, we're doing shows this year. And here's where. Take it away, big guys. Oh, yeah. Here we go. The Horn Section is off on tour to Portsmouth, Norwich, Middlesbrough, Durham, Dublin, Exeter, and Brighton, and Bristol, and Edinburgh. Buy tickets on the website. We're also going to Guildford, Leicester, Aberdeen, Hull, St Albans, Notting Hill, and Cambridge, and Cardiff, and Milton Keynes, and Buxton, and Belfast, and Birmingham. One more verse. Ooh, wobbly, wobbly. We'll see you out on the road in London, and Leeds, and Liverpool, and Bath, and Bexhill, and Newcastle, Salford, and Sheffield, and Coventry, Reading, Oxford, Halifax. The Horn Section's hit show, coming to a town near you. The dress code is yellow. Wear yellow clothes, please. Thanks again to everyone for listening. We're going to end the music in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.